Hi there, I'm Jen Suliafu, mother of four, wife, mentor, and life coach. I know what it's like to feel lost in parenthood, out of touch with myself, and lacking direction, basically living in survival mode. But you aren't meant to just survive. You are meant to thrive. I've spent years and years dedicated to learning how to find myself and win at the game of life. Now I'm on a mission to help those around me heal and live the life they were meant to live. If you're feeling stuck in life or are ready to take your life to the next level, I invite you to join me in my Awaken group coaching. We meet weekly. We discuss life's challenges and get on the path to healing and living a life of abundance. As a gift to you, your first month is on me. Click the link in the show notes to sign up. Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. So we're going to dive into this today, and it's my goal that you will be feeling a little better or a lot better about what's happening in the world. We're going to be talking today about sovereignty, about standing in our own power and being able to be a sovereign being. And not only that, because that's one thing, right? But also allowing other people their own sovereignty, their own choices, and dropping that judgment that there's so much of in today's world, and allowing people to have their own decisions and to not try to force what we believe or what we feel on them. So that's what's really apparent to me right now. And, you know, we have so much judgment, even on little things. All of us do, right? All of us have judgment. It's just part of being a human being. But the more we can work with it and drop it and shift it, the better life gets. So we judge on big things, but even all the way down to little tiny things. I'll give you a little example of something that I recognized this morning. I was going to brew some coffee for me and my hubby, and I opened up the silverware drawer, and I don't know why. This is really interesting, but like there's three slots for silverware. There's forks, there's knives, and there's spoons. Pretty simple, right? And for some reason, when he does the dishes, he puts the forks in there, he puts the knives in there, and then he puts the spoons not even in the slots. He puts them like at the back of the drawer. It's really interesting. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's hilarious. But as I open up the drawer, I just grabbed the spoons and I put them in the spoon slot. And I giggled to myself. And I literally like found myself talking to my husband in my mind. You're so silly. Why do you do that? I don't know, but I love you. I love how silly you are. Like just those like little things you do, right? And then I thought about it and I thought, that's interesting because there could be times in the past where, you know, I've talked a lot about that transformation, that my transformation and his transformation as we grew together, we healed together. And there would be times in the past that I could have been like, why the hell do you do that? That makes no sense. And I would have been like annoyed with it, right? Even though it's such a small thing. But that's all it is perspective. So when we can drop our judgment about life, the big, the small, and everything in between, then life just gets better. I know that a lot of us have felt judgment, but we're going to shift that as much as we can, because remember, we're magic. We're magic and we can shift that. This great shift we're going through on planet Earth. This year has really given us the perspective of what matters in life. I'll remind us that the corona is the crown, which is all about awakening. I mean, it literally means the crown, which is all about our crown chakra, is our energy point for our higher consciousness and awakening. So we're moving from earth energy into air energy. We've been in what's called the Piscean Age for the last 2,000 years. So for sure, in all of our lifetime, that's all we've known is that Piscean Age. But wow, how amazing that we are shifting from a 2,000-year cycle right now into the Aquarian Age, which is what we will be in for the next 2,000 years. So I'm going to talk to you about what the energy of the Piscean energy is and what the Aquarian energy is. It'll make sense as to what's happening right now. I've talked a lot about how a lot of these structures have been put in place to keep us in a lower state of consciousness and how those are breaking down this year. You know, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, the whole world's going up in flames and it's the end of days. And I know it can feel like that. And in a sense, it is, because it is the end of an era that we've always known. So the Piscean Age was all about vertical structures. It was a vertical energy to where you've got your hierarchy, you've got power at the top, and then you've got your rings of class levels. So, you know, we've had kings and queens, and we've had presidents, and we've had popes, and all of these different people at the top, these CEOs, these presidents, you know, these big money makers. And then you've got the people that it trickles down as far as the class level. And that's how the Piscean energy is also very earthly. So it's about materials and earth and like more dense energy. It also is definitely about, you know, there's a lot of secrets, but only the people at the top have the secrets, right? Only the people at the top know the secrets, because being in that earth energy, things can be buried deep into the earth, and there can be a lot of secrets. The energy of the Piscean Age was also, I need to go somewhere or to someone to follow. I need someone else or somewhere to follow. Okay, so this is where, you know, a lot of people would go to, a lot of labels were put on us that we put on ourselves as well, you know, of like, okay, I'm Republican or I'm Democrat or I'm, you know, this belief system or that belief system. And we put on all of these different labels. You know, you can see this throughout a lot of different categories, like the entertainment industry, you know, like, oh, I'm going to follow them and whatever they tell me I'm going to do, or these different leaders in life, right? And that was the age that we were in. That was what just all we knew, right? So these different systems that have been put in place, there's so many of them, but some of the big ones are the government, religion, banking and financial system. That's not really set up to help the common middle class person really excel and become rich, right? And wealthy and financially free. The food system and the water. There's a lot of things in our food that we have what's called the pineal gland, which is if you go into your skull, there's a gland in the middle of your skull, and it's called the pineal gland, and it is your spiritual connection, because we all have this knowing. We all have these really, really spiritual gifts. There's things that have been put in place that have blocked those. And so a lot of things in our food, in our water system, they coat the pineal gland and they bring our consciousness down to block it. And so there's a lot of preservatives and chemicals in our food and water system. The healthcare system, I don't even like to call it that. It's really the sick care system. It's designed to keep us sick. Like all the medication also massively affects the pineal gland and our spiritual senses. I'm not telling people that medication does not have a place. Of course it does, but when we are just looking for medication to solve our problems, it's not where it's at. Even the mental health industry, it has been all about therapy, counseling, and drugs for the past, you know, eons. And that is shifting massively. We're seeing a major, major shift in that. Education, entertainment, you know, the whole entertainment industry of follow me, do what I say. That's been so obvious this year of like all these celebrities getting online and saying, hey, do what I say. Okay. Do what I say. And then one of the biggest is, of course, the news and media. In all of those categories, we are seeing a radical shift, okay? And right now is demolition phase, and so that's why it's like, what in the world is going on? Well, these systems are breaking down. I mean, they're not even just getting like, you know, a revamp and a spruce up. They're coming down so that we can completely rebuild. So the Aquarian Age, this is the energy of the Aquarian Age. And this is what's cool and exciting. It's more of a horizontal energy. So that means it's opening up the world to sharing, to equality, to being on common ground, instead of it being this hierarchy so much. It's also the knowledge of, instead of going, I've got to go to someone else to know what to do, it's the energy of, I go within to know my truth. Because guess what? That's always the answer. You know, none of us were afraid to come to planet Earth because we knew we have these massive tools that would be here to support us. But the key is to remember that we have these tools. So that internal guidance system that we all have to know to go within and get our truth is so beautiful. And I'm really, really excited to see people coming back to that. I call it coming home, really. It's coming home, you know? This new energy, the Aquarian energy, since it's air instead of earth, there's no more secrets. So that's what we're really seeing right now, is all these secrets are being purged from the earth that have been deep down into the earth for so long. They're being purged, they're coming to the surface, and they're coming out into the air. We're also in a time where information and technology boom, and we're just in the very beginning. Like, you know, I've talked about the 20s being the wowing 20s. We're going to say wow so many times over the next 10 years. Just wait, because what's going to happen is going to just make you just go, wow, crazy. And so, you know, I had an example or an experience months ago. This was last year when my kids were going to public school. And I remember my daughter was at the kitchen table doing her homework. And I was in the other room. And I heard her, as she's doing her math homework, I heard her say, Alexa, what is, and I'm just making this up, what is 125 divided by, you know, 5 or whatever? And Alexa gave her the answer. And I was just like, hey, you can't do that. But then I realized, you know what? That's really where our world is going, to where it's like, we're going to have all this information just here for us. And so those older ways of doing things are no longer going to be necessary. It's like thinking, oh, we have to have a dictionary and a whole encyclopedia in our house. None of us do that anymore, or phone books. None of us do that anymore, because we know that we don't need any of that. We don't need to take up the space. I mean, I used to love cookbooks. I had an entire cupboard full of cookbooks, and I don't buy them anymore. In fact, when we moved, I got rid of all of them because I don't even use them anymore. I just get on the internet. If I'm like, oh, I feel like, you know, making, I don't know, lasagna or whatever, I just get on Pinterest or the internet to find my recipes. So, I mean, everything's shifting when it comes to that, right? We're going through this evolution of consciousness, and we're raising that consciousness. It's a higher level of awareness and consciousness. And we have these gifts within us that we have not even tapped at all. And it's super, super exciting. But our spiritual gifts are going to be elevated on such a level that going up into that air energy, and it's no longer going to be that density. It's more like we're connecting to who we are. We're really coming into that information age of remembering the truth of who we are. So you can see it. It's already over even like the last 5 years. I started my business 5 years ago doing this work. And I remember 5 years ago having so many people that didn't know about the law of attraction, or having people tell me that, like, if I would say it, you know, if I would talk to them about their power to create, people just thought that was so weird, just so weird. And I'm sure there's a mixture where I call in these other people that are more conscious because of what I wanted to surround myself with. But regardless of that, like, I definitely see that, you know, you didn't hear about meditation or spiritual laws and universal laws and the power, your power to create, law of attraction. You didn't hear about that stuff 10 years ago. Like, if you would have said those types of things, or, you know, it would have been like, whoa, you are weird. You are out there. You're talking about meditating. What? And now it's like, you've got all these spiritual healers. You've got people that talk about energy work and Reiki and all kinds of things and crystals. And it's just been a major, major shift going from that dense energy. And it was because there's an overlap, right? And so it was basically preparing us for this time to, it was opening up that energy. But people are going to go through an individual, so a micro level transformation, and then the macro level transformation. So we've got your individual self, and then you've got the whole collective self. And so that's what's happening, right? So with this demolition phase and then a rebuild, these are the changes that I see happening. I believe that the government, instead of it being more controlling and telling us what to do, it's going to shift in the sense of, it really is going to shift into work for the people, which is what it was really supposed to be anyways. Religion is really going to shift to a lot of spirituality and meditation, and realizing that each person is going to start to come back to realize that they're a creator. And I'm not saying every person, because this is going to take a while and some people are more aware of these things. So this could take hundreds of years. I don't know, for people to shift and transform into this, but it's happening now, and it's going to get more and more and more common for people to realize that they can come to themselves and get a lot of answers, and that they're also thinking on their own as well. It doesn't mean we can't have guidance. Guidance is great. And I have guides. I have coaches that I talk to. I have business coaches. I have spiritual coaches. I have people that I've gone to and continue to go to for support, but it's shifting to where I'm still thinking on my own, and even more so. So if somebody tells me something that doesn't feel right or sound right, I'm not just going to take it because they told me. I'm going to get to a place where I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't feel right for me. And that's where I believe that that's going to shift in the religious spirituality sector. In that whole category, financial and banking, that's going to massively shift to where, you know, we're going to have a lot more trading and sharing. There's going to be basic needs for all that are met. And we're definitely going into the whole digital. So we've already seen that cash is going to be completely gone. And that's more of like, hey, I need something tangible, right? And so moving into this air energy is like, no, I don't need it. It's just right there. It's that air energy. The food and water system will completely shift. It's already shifting more towards plants and natural food. Healthcare, or sick care is what I call it, right? Is going to go more to the alternative medicine. Energy work is booming, and it's going to continue to boom. It's going to get more woo-woo, you guys. But that's really what it's about, is like bringing us, as people's spiritual gifts are heightened and they remember their spiritual gifts, those are coming into play and getting stronger, then there's going to be so many healers that are out there and helping people, and there will be no side effects from the healing. So that's really exciting. Mental health is definitely going to go more towards coaching, self-empowerment, and spiritual healing. We're already seeing that shift. Education is, you know, kids are going to be learning about health and nature and freedom and creativity and breathing, and really learn about their body and how to calm their system down. It'll be more of sharing wisdom, and also the children sharing wisdom with each other and with their teachers. instead of it being like, I'm the teacher, I'm up here, you listen to me, kid. It's going to be more of like a place where they can share their wisdom together, because children have more wisdom than most adults, I believe. And the reason I say that is because they are more pure. Their thoughts are more pure. They come from all-knowing energy more recent than humans. So the more that most humans, some humans are going in the right direction, they advance, they get wiser, they come back in line with the truth of who they are the longer they're on the planet. And that's evolution and progression and that. But I believe most humans go further away from who they are the longer they're on the planet. And so children are very wise and they have a lot to share and a lot of wisdom, but they haven't been taught or they haven't been treated that way. So I think that that's going to massively shift. They're going to learn about a lot about financial wealth and financial freedom and technology. The entertainment system, the whole follow me, follow me, follow me, do what I say, I think that's going to totally, totally shift. It's no longer, people aren't going to be respected or followed for their Botox and Prada bag anymore. It's going to turn more into like, what kind of a person are you? What kind of a heart do you have? News and media, massive shift there. People are going to be able to see through all the BS and they're going to demand the truth. So when we get to the idea of sovereignty, this is something I've heard so much this year. I've heard this theme come up a lot this year. And it's such a dear word to me now. And it's something that I didn't even pay attention to before, but now I really, really am. So sovereignty is spelled S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N-T-Y. And what it is it's really about me having power and control and a say over me. And me allowing others to have control and power and a say over themselves, and me not trying to, you know, control them or impose on them what I believe or what I want them to do. And when we really get into this, we realize there's a real need for us to become aware of that and to really think about sovereignty. And I realize it myself. There have been times in my past where I not only was giving away my sovereignty, but I also was doing the opposite, where I was trying to control someone else. One of those very common areas that people do that is in a relationship, in an intimate relationship, in a marriage especially. And I was doing that a lot to my husband, where I was trying to, like, because of my own fear, because of my own insecurities, my own wounds that I hadn't faced and healed yet, I was trying to have him do what I wanted him to do. And I realized it wasn't fair. I didn't get married to control him. I didn't get married to be his mom or to make him do what I wanted him to do. I married him because I love him dearly and I wanted to create a beautiful life together and I wanted to be a team. And I realized that the more I tried to control him, the more he tried to control me. And so when I really, really went within and started to pay attention to my own healing and my own journey, and I came back home to the truth of who I am, my confidence completely changed. And I wasn't afraid anymore. And I didn't need him to do anything anymore. I could just let him be him. And I could be me, and it's been a completely different experience, but it all came down to sovereignty. Respecting where people are just where they're at and what they want to do. It's just like that, you know, woman with the sunglasses saying, hey, do you need me to take off my sunglasses? No, I don't, my dear. Just be you and do whatever you choose. When we talk about this, and I know this is a touchy subject for people, but I'm going here because it's important for us to see what's happening. When people are saying, I'm afraid, so you have to do this because I'm afraid. So I'm afraid of, we're going to use the coronavirus. I'm afraid of the virus, so you have to wear a mask because I'm afraid, instead of me wearing a mask because I'm afraid, right? Or you can't hang out with people. You can't have a party. You can't have a get together. You can't hang out with your family because I'm afraid. And so instead of me just staying home and not having a big gathering and a big get together, then I don't want you to either. Or I'm afraid, and so you have to vote for who I want you to vote for because I'm afraid, or because I believe this candidate is the best candidate. So if you don't vote for that person, I'm going to get on social media and I'm going to call you names and I'm going to say you're this, I'm going to say you're that. And it's really out of control. And it's really, really not fair. I've had a recent experience. So this has been really amazing for me to see. Back in 2016, when we had the election back then, I had an idea of where I was at on politics and what I believed. And I now am at a place where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've changed my mind so much about things throughout my life on topics that I thought, like, you know, in my 20s, I thought this, or in my 30s, I thought that. I can go back to these different times that I had certain belief systems and I dropped those or switched those. But back in 2016, when the whole election was going on, I had certain political views and my mom had very different political views. And I remember just being like, oh my gosh, like what in the world? I have to admit, I was like disgusted with her political views. Like I was like, in my mind, I was right and she was not. But my mom never tried to impose her views upon me. She never tried to convince me. She allowed me to have sovereignty. She allowed me to have my own beliefs and not try to impose her beliefs upon me. She would just say, yeah, you know, I believe this and I like this candidate and I'm voting this way. And that was that. I would get so annoyed with that. And I was so frustrated. And I wanted to change her mind more so. Then, you know, a couple years later, so in 2018, my mom passed and here we are. And guess what, you guys, I am in my mom's shoes now because my 23-year-old daughter now has a completely different view than I have. And now she is somewhat, I don't want to say disgusted because that might be a strong word, but she's like looking at me like, you're wrong. Like what? You're wrong. It's interesting to me. And I've been able to, you know, I've been talking to my mama this week and saying, you know what, mom, you were right. You were right. And I'm sorry because I can now appreciate that she allowed me to have sovereignty. And guess what? Because of her example, I was able to do the same thing for my daughter. I didn't get upset with her. I didn't get mad at her. We didn't get in an argument. She was more so upset with me. But I was like, honey, you know what? Everybody's just doing what they feel is the best decision. Nobody is doing this out of malice. Everybody is going, hey, what do I think is the right thing to do here? And so we have to just respect that. We also have to have faith and trust that things are all going to be fine and they're all going to work out and it's all going to happen for our highest good. And the more we can reach for love and peace and support of each other and respect each other, regardless of where they're at and respect their journey, the better. And so my mom gave me that gift and I was able to turn around and have that same viewpoint with my daughter. And so it was very interesting for me to be in her shoes. And I've actually been in her shoes many times. And I've told her that I'm sorry many times over the last couple of years, because it's like, okay, mom, I can see that now. I can see where you were coming from. And I couldn't at the time. So there's this person that my husband and I love dearly. She's beautiful. She's amazing. She's very, very talented. She's an amazing musician. And she's so angry right now on social media. And she's getting on there, like literally telling people to F off. And she's just so full of anger. And I literally just had to like mute her on my page because I couldn't see it anymore. and we were having our coffee and we were talking and we were like, whoa, have you seen her post? My goodness, what's going on? And we both just said, you know, she's just scared. That's what's going on. And so we'll send her love. We'll have compassion for where she's at, and it's okay. So that's what I feel like we need more than ever right now. So if you have people in your world that are upset with you or judging you, or that you feel like maybe you've been judging, I encourage you to just open your heart and realize that everybody is doing what they feel is the best right now. We all want the same thing. We all want peace. We all want joy. We all want a beautiful world for our children, our future grandchildren. So another thing that's really important for us to remember is that we all wanted to be here at this time. Okay. I think this is something that we might forget, but we were so excited to be here during this massive, massive shift. And guess what else? So were our kids and our teens and everyone else. So I want us to stop feeling bad for our kids or our teens. I've talked to a lot of people that have said, you know, I just feel so bad for these kids because they, you know, they didn't have a traditional school year, or they're missing prom or school dances or whatever, graduation. And I want you to realize that your children are powerful, omnipotent spiritual beings who, just because they're in a smaller body than you, doesn't mean they're just as wise as you and as spiritual and all-knowing as you. And they knew that they would be a senior during the great shift on planet Earth. And they were like, hell yeah, I'm doing it. I'm going to be a senior and I'm going to go through it. So when we can change that perspective and not look at it like, oh, poor Timmy, he's missing his graduation, right? So it's time for us to step into our power. And the more we step into our power, the more we have that perspective, the more our children will have that perspective, the more it will emanate out. You know, we can have a great year and we can have a miserable year. And it really is based on perspective. Right now, I feel like, you know, it's so important for people to be asking those big questions in life. And I know most of you are, but, you know, asking those questions of like, what's life all about? What's the point to life? What is my purpose? What did I plan to do when I came here? That's what this is about, is like really getting deeper and coming to that place of strength and power and joy in our own lives. That's the best thing we can do for ourselves and for those that we love, is to stand in our power and heal. I'm going to remind you guys that, you know, we're creators and we can continue to create through this process. So even though this stuff is happening, I want you to use your power to create of what you want to see happen, right? Like, what do you want? Do you want to see that we do have more freedom out of this, that we do have a better world, that we do come together? And that's what I want all of us to be reaching for right now. All right, my dears, thank you for being here today. I hope you're more excited about being a human on planet Earth, because everything is as it was designed. Okay, you can't go through a 2,000 year shift and it not feel completely bananas and wonky. So hang in there, my dears. Okay, it's all going to be good. And hang on to your faith that it's all going to be good. All is well. But let's really work on this week to judge less, catch ourselves where we're doing that, have more grace with those people in our lives that are on their own journey as well, and be okay with that. So much love to you all, my dears. Thank you for being here. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.